Security is already tight in New York City ahead of next week's Republican National Convention. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge has toured security operations, and the mayor of New York is upbeat. Meanwhile, the protesters who've descended on the city are already in action. There have been nearly 24 arrests, and the convention hasn't even started yet. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg's message is simple. We're ready and everyone is going to have a great time. Even though a New York Times CBS poll released today said that more than half of the city's residents worry about terrorism and wish the convention was somewhere else. Mayor Bloomberg described a control center staffed round the clock by cooperating agencies in charge of security.
New York City is being well protected on land, at sea, and in the air.
The police have been training. Last week, they showed reporters a session where police cadets played the part of demonstrators. And 10,000 police officers will protect the streets outside the convention. Mayor Bloomberg says all these measures will ensure
that delegates and visitors are safe, that the right to peaceful protest is protected, and that the 8 million people of New York City can simultaneously go about their lives.
Meanwhile, Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge reported that the Coast Guard, the FBI, the Transportation Security Administration, and nearly a dozen other federal agencies have been working to secure airspace, the harbors, and communications. And while many details are classified, he could say this.
We will have 24/7 surveillance of key convention facilities. We'll increase security at hotels to protect both the building and the ventilation systems. And we will monitor and protect key transportation systems. We are prepared.
Ridge told NPR that everybody wonders, has everything been anticipated? Have all the gaps been closed?
No one is ever going to guarantee absolute safety. But based on the information we have, I'm very comfortable about this convention.
Protest actions are also gearing up. The group planning the largest demonstration, which lost a legal battle to rally in Central Park, will march past Madison Square Garden on Sunday. Leslie Kagan, the national coordinator of the coalition United for Peace and Justice, told a news conference,
6 weeks ago, the city said, it's the highway or no way. Today we say, we're marching on Fifth Avenue and Broadway.
There will be no large rally. The march will end at Union Square, but many people will go to Central Park afterwards, and Leslie Kagan said she'd be there too.
I'll probably take a picnic lunch because I probably will not have eaten all day long, and I'll go have a picnic in Central Park.
And after all those legal battles, Mayor Bloomberg was pretty laid back about protesters using the park.
People have a right to go to a park. Central Park has, on a Sunday, 250,000 people there enjoying themselves.
Meanwhile, the local tabloids have been filled with warnings about anarchists staging actions in the streets. A group of anarchists held a news conference earlier this week. Most outlets seem to be looking for short sound bites. Instead, they got philosophy. Spokesperson Eric Larson.
What do anarchists want? Anarchists want a society without the state. A society built on mutual aid and cooperation.
Among those arrested yesterday were four people who unfurled a huge banner from the top of the Plaza Hotel with just two words, truth with an arrow pointing one way and Bush with an arrow pointing the other. Then there was ACT UP, the AIDS activist who stood naked in front of Madison Square Garden yesterday. Mayor Bloomberg, when asked about it, said, it's New York, naked people on 8th Avenue. What's the question? Earlier in the week, a group called Green Dragon, dressed in three-cornered hats and other American Revolutionary garb, gave a new version of Paul Revere's ride on bicycles with cardboard horse heads.
One FBI corporate jet, two FBI SUV, the Republicans have been spotted. To the horsicles, to sound the alarm!
The police looked on amused as the bicyclists rode down Lexington Avenue. And in a spirit of cooperation that some hope will be a harbinger of the week to come, a policewoman even rescued a protester's lost cell phone. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.